The Iraqi forces have evacuated more than 1,200 people from Juweiba, a town east of the city of Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's restive province of Anbar. The Iraqi troops have opened humanitarian corridors for civilians trapped inside the town. The joint forces had recently liberated the town of Sijariya east of Ramadi and began their advance towards the towns of Rumaila and Juweiba. They have purged terrorists from the strategic highway between Sijariya and Tel Mushayhida. The Iraqi forces are also engaged in mop-up operations on the outskirts of Ramadi.
The advances made in Sijariya and Juweiba will pave the way for cleansing Ramadi's entire eastern flank. It's also important to point out that the liberation of Ramadi has made the terrorists' defense lines in nearby Fallujah very fragile as well. Daesh militants are isolated, the defense lines are cut off and are unable to launch any attack.
In recent days, the Iraqi forces have liberated the towns of Al Busauda and Al Bushajal northwest of Saqlawiya, 17 kilometers north of Fallujah, and are advancing towards the town of Al Bushahab.
Fallujah right now surrounded. Most of the terrorists inside Fallujah, they feel they are done. And we have some planning for the future about Fallujah, but we have a problem. The problem is we have civilian people, they live inside Fallujah. So how can we deal with those civilian people? First, I will protect the people who live inside Fallujah, children, women.
As the Iraqi forces are closing in on Fallujah, the government has begun building a concrete wall and trench around Baghdad to safeguard the city from any terrorist attack. While heading to Fallujah, the Iraqi forces feel it is necessary to secure the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, from any Daesh-led terror attack which could cause a breach in the Iraqi forces' defense lines. At the same time, however, many Iraqi lawmakers have voiced concerns that heightened security measures outside of Baghdad could further isolate the city. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.